You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's the cherry on top of the sundae that is March Madness.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you work. But now it shows in one shining moment. It's all on the line. In one shining moment, they're frozen in time.
When either Gonzaga or North Carolina emerges victorious tonight, one shining moment will be played to close the coverage of March Madness, as it's been since 1987. The Wall Street Journal calls it the most famous song in sports. And there's a nice big Michigan tie to this tradition. One Shining Moment was written by Michigander David Barrett, singer, songwriter, Emmy-winning composer, who is with us now. David, welcome.
Hi, Cindy.
So
glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. Did I get this right? You were sitting in a bar in East Lansing in 1986 watching TV?
That is utterly and absolutely true. Yes, I was gazing up, watching Larry Bird play at the end of an evening of performing, and bar had cleared. The most beautiful waitress in the Midwest sat down next to me. I panicked. I tried to explain to her the poetry of basketball, and she was not interested, but I got an idea for a song.
And what was that idea? What inspired you?
Well, I was watching Larry Bird play, and he was, of course, in his prime, and I was trying to explain to this young lady that, you know, he was uniquely skilled in ways that he was, what's in basketball terms, in the zone, particularly in that phase of his career, and trying to describe that sort of transcendence that he was enjoying at the time. And I thought, boy, he's right where everyone who plays sports wants to be. And then it occurred to me, I just had a pen and jotted down on a napkin, one shining moment.
When and where did you actually write the song, and how easily did it come?
Well, it came really easy. I went home, went to bed with this napkin in my pocket, and I went to the Nightcap 2 for breakfast with a friend who showed up 20 minutes late, which he continues to remind me of. And I wrote all the lyrics on another napkin, so I had two napkins, and went home from breakfast and wrote it in 20 minutes.
And home was Hazlitt, right?
Hazlitt, yes.
So you were sitting at your piano and you knocked out this song. How did it wind up getting into the hands of CBS Sports?
Well, I had a friend, dear, dear friend. His name's Armin Katayan. He now works for 60 Minutes, but at the time he was writing for Sports Illustrated. And I was in New York that summer prior, and I had written a song, and I stayed with Armin, and we were watching basketball, of course. And I said, Armin, I wrote a pretty good song about basketball. And he said, well, if you ever record it, send it to me. In the fall, got around to recording it, sent it on a cassette. That's when we had cassettes. In the U.S. mail to him, and unbeknownst to me, he took it over to CBS. So they called out of the blue, which I thought it was one of my knucklehead friends putting me on, but it turns out it was actually CBS. Next thing you know, here we are talking.
And I checked out your website, and I know you had your moment of hoops glory playing for Bloomfield Hills Andover against Clarkson High School. You had 32 points.
I was a ball hog. I always felt I was open no matter what. Just give me the ball, I'll just fire it.
Now, I know you've gone on to compose a heap of themes and scores for television. So was One Shining Moment the Cinderella carriage that got you to the ball?
Oh, absolutely. After that, I magically became talented. And actually, I had been writing for many, many years. But this was a portal that, you know, many of those compositions ended up on the Olympics, you know, all sorts of themes. Some of them found their way into some scoring that I've done. So all of a sudden, the other work that I had written became valuable.
When you watch the Final Four and then that montage plays at the end, and I know I love that. It takes you through all of March Madness. I know they're working furiously to lay in those final shots. But what is it about hearing your song at that kind of penultimate moment of March Madness? What does that feel like?
Well, I obviously am grateful. The first time it played in 87, a friend of mine at CBS named Doug Tuohy, it's really his vision. He understood the poetry of sports. The first time I thought, because I had no idea how they were going to use it, and I thought, oh, my goodness, they got it. They got it right. And so every year, you know, to see how much this means to all these players from Utah to Brooklyn to Florida to New Mexico who dream of getting to that moment, and I would say it's very, very gratifying.
David Barrett, who composed what Duke's coach Kay calls the best song for any sport in the world, all written at his piano in Hazlett, Michigan in 1986. David,
isn't that fun?
Great to talk with you. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me.